Deep in the heart of the Surrey countryside lies an extraordinary vet's practice. Here, the hardest-to-treat pets from across Britain are given some of the most advanced procedures available anywhere in the country. The practice is the brainchild of one man, Professor Noel Fitzpatrick. Known as the Bionic Vet, Noel has invented countless operations to help heal sick animals. Every day, new challenging cases arrive for the specialist treatments on offer. Today, over 100 pet owners have booked in for appointments. Noel's first patient is 6-month-old Chihuahua puppy Maxie. He's been brought in by owner Jackie. It's time for the cook-off, the ultimate cooking competition. Today, you'll take on a competitor to prepare a healthy meal for a surprise judge. Let's see who the judge is. Lift up the lid. Remember, chef, a healthy meal should have ingredients from each food group. That means this meal will have dairy, vegetables, fruits, protein, and grains, and will help Judge Dima feel her best. Look at all these different sized tomatoes. First, find the smallest tomato and swipe it to your basket. Tomatoes are juicy, grown on vines, and have seeds inside. Yes, a hearty and delicious protein that will keep Judge Dima strong and energized. Great work! This yogurt will be tasty in Judge Dima's smoothie, but can also be enjoyed as a snack on its own or even as a dip for fruit and vegetables. Chef, it's time to get cooking. Which ingredient would you like to prepare first? Amazing work, chef. You've prepared all the ingredients. Tap on the bell to tell Judge Dima you're done. Chef, you are the cook-off champion.
A well-loved teacher and her daughter are found brutally murdered with no obvious suspect. Investigators are left to pick through their charred belongings and the intimate details of their lives to reveal what ignited the tragedy and catch a killer. Just before midnight on December 5th, 2014, a quiet tree-lined section of Charlottesville, Virginia is awakened by a 4-alarm fire. Firefighters battle the blaze for more than an hour until it is finally safe to enter the house. But before first responders get very far in, they notice something alarming. Fearing the worst, investigators search the entire house to see if someone is still inside. The bodies are covered as if someone tried to hide them. Investigators determine they are two females who have been brutally attacked. If Commander Mooney's hunch is right, and this is personal, investigators should be able to figure out who the killer is by learning everything they can about the victims.